This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's catch up with Nelson Rago of Cool Blind Tech. Nelson is the founder of that site and joins us from Edmonton, Alberta. Hey, good morning, Nelson.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
So, Nelson, we've been talking quite a bit about a few new accessibility features being rolled out by Apple, and there were so many last week that we couldn't cover them all in one segment, so you're here to tell us about a few more, including voice control spelling mode. What's the deal?
Basically, it just allows the user to customize their input when they're doing dictation, so they can dictate letter by letter as they're giving input. So that's basically what voice control is for that mode.
What about sound recognition? What application will this have?
Sound recognition, that one's kind of interesting. So you can customize what your phone is listening for. So if you want some certain things that, like for your, say you have a house alarm and you want your phone to pick up on that. And this is good for people that have hearing loss. And you can have it hear for the doorbell. So if you don't have the technology in place where, you know, it gives you that notification visually, you can give it to on your phone. It'll listen for the doorbell and actually notify you on the phone. And other things like washer and dryer and anything else that you can pretty much think of when you want to listen for something in your household that you want to be alerted to on your phone.
And what about Apple's Sign Time?
Yeah, this has been out for a little bit. It's been out in the UK. It's been out in France. It's been out in the U.S. It's basically it's on-demand sign language in the Apple Store. So if someone has hearing loss, but they understand sign language, they could actually go into the store, and they'll have the on-demand service. I'm assuming it's remotely through one of their computers, like a video call. And they'll give you a sign language communication with a customer in the store. So that's pretty cool. And that was implemented in Canada as of May 19th. So. You can test it out today if you want to.
Very good. Very good. Still with less than a week since that rolled out, so that's a good one. Nelson, staying with these Apple announcements, they also offered up a bit more insight and a few more services in regards to their Fitness Plus application. So for users who want to get their sweat on and work out in a wheelchair, what's available for them?
Yeah, this is another one that's it's coming up. So other than the one I mentioned with the on-demand sign language, these other ones are still rolling out. So for example, if you're in your workout, they'll give you like a short hint. It does it for blind users as well. So it'll say move to the sound, or else it'll say roll to the sound or push to the sound. So it tries to incorporate everyone, vision loss and or people with a wheelchair.
This next one sounds maybe like it's a little more geared towards those who enjoy the great outdoors. What is Parks Access for All?
Yeah, this is another one. So it allows maps, Apple Maps, to actually let you know what features, programs, or even services that are available. Right now, it's only available in the U.S. So parks throughout the U.S. will notify you any accessibility features or programs or services. And they collaborated with the association that was deaf and deafblind. So it'll help out those individuals. They didn't specify about wheelchairs, but they did mention the ones I mentioned earlier. So it'll help out those people when they travel into a park.
What about Apple Music? What are they doing to try and make that service more accessible?
Apple Music, I think we talked about something like this before. So you can listen, focus on certain sounds. So, for example, if you go to your Apple Music, you can do a search for Saylist, and that's Saylist. And you can focus on specific sounds like CH or R, and it allows individuals to sort of, work on their language. And actually for anyone that wants to do it, if they want to sort of emphasize on a certain sound in there while they're listening to a song. So it's a pretty cool feature, you know, and it's free, as long as, of course, you have Apple Music.
So let's go from a lot of Apple updates to a different tech giant, and that's Sony, because they're offering up a screen reader to their Sony A7R IV camera. So, Nelson, how might a screen reader end up applying to a camera?
Yeah, this is one of those things where, you know, we have our phones and they're basically recording devices themselves. And they're, some people have even done movies with like an iPhone, for example. So this is pretty interesting with Sony. So my understanding is this may be the first time they've done this on one of their cameras. I'm not aware of them doing anything like this before outside of the PlayStation. But it gives you a screen reader that allows you to navigate the menus. It's a little bit tricky to actually initiate it. There was a YouTube video, I think it's Blind Life, I think they named the YouTube video. And he was demonstrating on how to use it. And he had to connect a 32-inch screen because he had some vision. And he had to go through the menu system and then turn on the screen reader through the menu system. But the voice actually sounded quite pleasant. So it wasn't like a really bad sounding voice. But it did have some issues considering it was a first time rollout of a screen reader.
Yeah, I can see how a camera may be loaded up with a lot of menu items where a screen reader would be very useful, especially because oftentimes the screen on the camera is teensy tiny in the first place. Yeah. So even people with full vision may find it difficult to navigate those things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's still a lot of room for improvements. When he was doing the testing on his YouTube channel, there was a number of the menu that the screen reader actually did not read.
Right.
In the video, he does follow up with Sony, and Sony is looking to actually do an update. So if someone does have that camera, and I didn't quite get the price on it, but they did mention that they are looking for future rollouts to actually improve the screen reader. So that's a cool thing.
I guess so, Nelson. I don't know. Like, if you're rolling out a subpar product, like, you're not going to get a lot of like flowers from me.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching a trailer for a movie, and then when you show up to watch the movie, you still get the trailer.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You're not getting the whole experience of the screen reader. So I was a little bit disappointed about it, but considering that no one else has done a screen reader, like Canon and any of those other camera companies, so you got to give them credit for that much. But things like this with accessibility, there isn't a whole lot of kind of blind photographers out there. And those who have some vision, or partially sighted, this will be a huge improvement over what they had before.
So, in this
case, with this YouTuber, he did mention that he did notice that there's things in the menu system that he didn't notice before because he didn't have the eyesight to see well enough. So it's kind of good, kind of not so bad. I wouldn't recommend anyone buying it.
Yeah, right there now. You go. There you go. Not getting our stamp of approval on the front end. Hey, Nelson, thank you for this, my friend. Have yourself a great day.
Great. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.